I come from a good family. When I was young, my father taught me how to box. Then I got a little older, realized he wasn't teaching me how to box. He just used to hit me. My father had a gambling problem. He lost our house when I was 11, but he didn't want to upset me. He didn't say I lost the house. He just came home and said, "Mike, how would you like to go camping forever?" I'm not an outdoorsy guy. My buddy in central Pennsylvania used to hunt deer. That's way more complex than I thought. You gotta track the animal for like 2 or 3 days. Then at the end of it, you may or may not get a kill. He told me that. I'm like, fuck that, dude. I kill a deer in my car while I'm speeding and text messaging at the same time. It's not that difficult, bro. That deer cost $2,000 damage to my car. My buddy was like, "Well, you gotta understand, it's mating season." I'm like, "Well, that's messed up, because I'm driving to get laid. The deer is running to get laid. We cock-blocked each other. And we're just laying in the highway in a pool of our own blood, horny and disappointed, jerking each other off, waiting for the authorities to show up." Guys, that's a joke. You can't jerk off a deer. Not in Pennsylvania. It's illegal to jerk off a deer in Pennsylvania. The weird thing is, we were both on our way to see a girl named Bambi. That's the strange part of that joke. I did that joke one night. This guy in the crowd was like, "Bambi's a boy." I'm like, "That was your problem with the joke? Do you remember the part where I jerked off the deer? You draw weird lines in the sand."